From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, advice for how Senator John McCain should court the black vote.
First, so much for public financing. Barack Obama today says he will not take public funds for the rest of his presidential campaign. Last year, he said he would. Senator Obama made today's announcement on his website.
It's not an easy decision, especially because I support a robust system of public financing of elections. But the public financing of presidential elections, as it exists today, is broken. And we face opponents who become masters at gaming this broken system.
Sheila Krumholz is here now from the Campaign Finance Watchdog Group's Center for Responsive Politics. Give us your reaction to this decision. He is, after all, the first candidate since this public financing system was put into place back in 1976 to opt out.
Well, that's right. And I think he is correct in saying that the system isn't working. You know, this is just further evidence of that. 90% of Americans don't want to pay into the system. And now we have candidates not wanting to participate in the system. So this is confirmation that if we want a viable option for freeing candidates from the burden of raising private money and the expectations that come with that money, we need to make some changes.
So Senator Obama says he's not going to participate in this public financing system. What about John McCain? He has half of what Obama has. Will he take public financing?
Given McCain's relatively poor showing, he will accept the public funds. It is certainly in his interest financially to accept the public funds, and if he does, it gives him the added advantage of being consistent with his message and being able to focus on reaching out to the voters instead of the donors.
Well, the other part of this is the Republican National Committee and their counterparts on the Democratic side. Both of them can spend whatever they want. Right? They're not limited on the campaigns, and the Republicans have a lot more money than the Democrats. So does that even the playing field?
Well, I think it does to some degree, even the playing field that the parties can spend money in support of their nominee. In addition, there is the public funds that they get for the convention, over $16 million for that. They can coordinate $19 million with their nominee, but it's not clear to us yet that the DNC is going to be able to amass the kind of money that the RNC has. So it does help out the Republicans to a degree.
Now, what about the influence of so-called 527s? And Barack Obama, in his address on his website today, talked about them as having an unfair influence on this process.
You know, Obama said, I would entertain public financing if we could come to an agreement on the outside money, on stopping these outside interest groups from spending millions and millions of dollars on behalf of or against the candidates. But realistically, what could they have done? They don't have any standing to enforce a ban on these 527s and 501c groups. In fact, they're prohibited from communications in which they deliver a back-off message. They could make that statement, we would prefer that you not be involved in electioneering, but there's no way for them to enforce such a deal.
Sheila Krumholz is executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, and we've been talking about Senator Barack Obama's announcement today that he will not take public money for his campaign. Sheila Krumholz, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.